So to wrap up our show, the best of the best of the past year of Latino USA is an hour-long show. I'm joined by producer Daisy Rosario, who brought us one of the funniest pieces we aired this year. So, hey, Daisy.
Hey, Maria.
All right. So why did you love this piece and how did you come upon it?
Well, I love Michelle Carlo. So she is a writer. She is a storyteller. She's someone I've seen around town. I met her through The Moth, which is a place that I've performed myself. I saw her there, and she was admittedly one of the few Latinas that I would see at Moth shows. And that kind of got us to chatting. So when we were kind of coming up with the idea for a Christmas show and knowing, let's get a fun story in there, let's find somebody with something a little different, something very holiday heavy, we started reaching out to a few people, and Michelle was one of the first people I thought of.
What was it? What is it about Michelle that makes you laugh?
She has such a wonderful perspective on her family, and if you have not visited our website and seen a picture of her, she is a Latina from the Bronx who has legitimately red hair. So she grew up being picked on for having red hair, for looking so different than her family, which I can relate to in many ways. And I think anyone who doesn't fit certain stereotypes as a Latino will often face those issues as well. But she has such a great perspective on it and just really can make fun of herself and is very proud of her family at the same time. Trying to share the things you love with your family, you know, she gets that odd dynamic and is happy to play it out. But there's always that clear love there at the core, which I think is what you really do want to hear as well.
All right, well, let's take a listen to Michelle Carlo.
Christmas Day, 2007. It's been a year of too many anniversaries. 10 years since my father died, 3 years since my 14-year marriage broke up, and 6 months since both my elderly cats had to be put to sleep. And I'm in my living room with my mother and brother after dinner, trying to watch The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, on a brand new DVD. Now, my mom was known as the Jackie O of East 103rd Street. She came to New York City from Puerto Rico when she was 6, and her normal speaking voice is like Jackie O. It's breathy and well-modulated, and she has absolutely no Latin accent whatsoever. But when she annoys me, like she is about to do right now, she sounds to me like the love child of Charo and Rosie Perez. Oye, mira, who is the white wizard? Gandalf, Mom? Well, you know, he's kind of like God. Well, maybe one of God's angels. Oh, and the red eye. What is that? You mean Sauron? Well, he's the devil. Well, maybe not really, like, maybe more like his emissary? You know, like he was sent by the devil to take over the earth. Well, Middle Earth. Oh, and the one with the ring. Is he gay? In real life, Mom? Well, I think maybe Gandalf and Pippin are, but I don't think Frodo is. Now, every time I have tried to watch any kind of TV or movie with any member of my family, it's like an episode of Mystery Science Theater 3000, only Latino style. You talk during the show and take a break only during the commercials. Except that we were trying to watch a DVD, which means that they aren't any. And my brother just rewound it for the fifth time in an attempt to watch the Battle of the Pelennor Field scene once, just once, without interruption. What a hobbit? Hobbits, Mom. Little people. Oh, like dwarf? No, Mom. Gimli is the dwarf. Oh, which one is he? No. The elf? That's Legolas. It's the dwarf's friend. Oh, are they gay? Now, my mom is not and has never been dumb. And she is not and has never been homophobic. But she has, however, been obsessed with any gay movie and TV character of all time ever since one of her favorite actors of all time, Rock Hudson, had to leave her favorite TV show of all time, Dynasty. I remembered another TV watching long ago. Let's travel back to the Wayback Machine to 1985. Michelle, I hear Rock Hudson is not coming back to Dynasty. No, Mom, he's not. It's sad. He's gonna die. He has AIDS. No. He does not have AIDS. He has a cold. Mom, no, he doesn't have a cold. He has AIDS. He's gay. He is not gay. I saw him kiss Linda Evans last week, and he almost married Doris Day, too. Mom, that was in 1950. It's 1985 now. He's married to Jim Nabors. Jim Nabors? You mean Gomer Pyle? Yes, Mom. Rock Hudson married Gomer Pyle. They are gay. G-A-Y. Y-M-C-A. They're gay. 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 You know, the problem with you, Michelle, is you believe everything you read. Well, my mother doesn't believe anything she reads or sees or hears. If it contradicts what she believes to be the orderly state of the universe, then it doesn't exist. Only her universe left off in 1957 when she left accounts receivable at Gimbel's to marry my father. We rewind the DVD yet again. Michelle, those big elephants, are they supposed to be mastodons? Well, kind of, Mom, but not really. They're imaginary creatures. Oh, and the people riding on top of them with all the makeup, they're supposed to be from the Middle East, huh? Well, no, Mom, that kind of, but no, not really. They're allegorical. My mother gets this gleam of understanding in her eye, and I think, yes, oh yes, she finally gets it. But instead, she turns to the TV and she goes, Allah? So they're Osama bin Laden? Get them, Gandalf! Get them! Slay them with your white light! As I watch my mom yelling at the TV, totally animated and into it, I have to think, this is what being a family means. Everybody has their blind spot. And you just have to take people for who they are, because you love them. By the time The Return of the King is over, I'm just totally exhausted. My brother is comatose, lying on the floor. But my mother is energized, sparkling, beautiful. She turns to me with her eyes bright, and she tells me how great the movie was and how she wanted to read the books now. And you know, Michelle, I know. Oh, no, she's talking normal now. She doesn't have the accent anymore because she's not annoying me. You know, Michelle, I know how much you loved to read those books when you were a kid and when you were young. I want to read them now. And I get excited by this, and I tell her that I think that Tolkien is one of the greatest writers of all time. And I start to tell her how he and the poet C.S. Lewis were great friends and how they each put a lot of their Catholic beliefs in their writings. But she interrupts me to ask, are they gay? I can't wait to take my mom to see The Hobbit Part 2. Merry Christmas.
Michelle Carlo is a native New Yorkerican and the author of Fish Out of Agua, My Life on Neither Side of the Subway Tracks.